You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It's time to talk a little Angels baseball. I'm Dave Raymond, and pleased to be joined this week by Mark Gubza, the TV broadcaster for the Angels. Mark, welcome to the podcast. Happy holidays, and what do you think so far about this Angels offseason?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you, there's some pluses and some question marks. Obviously, if you're an Angel fan or be lucky to be in a broadcast booth or be around the guys, pretty much every day, that you think in terms of something else has to be happening at some point. I think they've addressed some needs. When you think about better defensively, save some runs, a little more speed, which is something that Mike Socha really likes. I mean, when you look at the teams that have been successful over the years under Mike Socha, it's been a club that's been aggressive running. And the last couple of seasons, you've had guys that, we've seen more home runs hit for the most part the last few years, but not a lot of first to third like he likes to do, hit and run, steal bases, more station to station. And sometimes, unless you're swinging the bat exceptionally well like they did 2 years ago, last year they just weren't able to manufacture any runs, and that's why the big reason why I think they didn't make the postseason last year was just really the offense wasn't as consistent, whether it be batting average or scoring runs.
Yeah, so they've, that's been something that they've, I know, wanted to address in a big way. You've got the David Freese question mark at third base, and it looks clearer and clearer every passing day that he's not coming back. Escobar may be that guy, But Freeze, what did Freeze mean in the clubhouse as a leader on this team? How did he fit in that way?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of David Freeze. Just watching, when you look at his numbers, just peripherally look at his numbers, they're not that great. But when you see when he gets those hits and drives and runs, they always seem to be at the right time. And when this club made that real good run in the month of September, when everybody thought there was absolutely no chance they were even going to get close to being in contention for at least that last playoff spot, David Freese had some of the most amazing at-bats and clutch home runs, played some solid defense, not necessarily known for his great defense, but he was moving around very well, whether it was because he missed some games, he had a lot more energy in his legs, whatever it may be, but he always came through with clutch hits. And when you look and talk to the guys on the team, whether, in the dugout or, on the plane or even walking around towns when we're on the road, the name that always comes up as a leader of the team is David Freese. You just don't see that when you watch games sometimes or even in dugouts because he seems to be a quiet leader. But when he's around the guys, he's really somebody that a lot of the players, veterans and young guys, gravitate to because he's been there. And he's won a World Series, won an MVP of the World Series and NLCS also. So guys that win those games in big moments tend to have the year of every player, whether young or old.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? That's the part that the numbers don't always reflect accurately enough. So, as you try to slot somebody else in at third base, it's one thing to replace the numbers. It's an entirely different thing to replace personalities. How have they done so far in that respect, do you think?
I think so far so good. Even going back to what you mentioned about certain personalities, and, sometimes we all love to play rotisserie baseball where we get the biggest names possible. You sign a Greinke or a David Price, or you bring in, Hayward or Cespedes, you try to bring everybody in. But, you look at the teams that have won the World Series of late. 2 years ago, the Giants, how many guys on that team do you really know a whole lot of besides Buster Posey, Hunter Pence, and obviously Madison Bumgarner? But a lot of guys that are just players that do the right things to help you win games. And you talk about character-type players, I think what Mike Socha and Billy Epler have been trying to do is get those type of players. And I think so far, even a guy like Chad Pennington, Victor and I talked about him last year where, midway through the year, I said he'd be a perfect guy because he can slide in so many different infield positions for you. He's not, he's not necessarily going to be Cal Ripken Jr. if you put him at short, but he's going to make some quality plays. He's got a great arm, good at bats, can run a little bit. So when you add guys like that know their role, and that's the important thing. When you know your role on a team and you want to win, and anybody comes into the Angels at this point from another organization knows that all that anybody cares about from Artie on down is about winning a world championship. It's not about the old thing that like some of the mid-market clubs think, we just want to compete. Well, that's not good enough for the Angels or their fan base. It's about winning World Series. And, when you bring in players that, tasted that last year, Pennington obviously got there when he went to Toronto, so you know, and Escobar, he's a heck of a player. I mean, he could do a lot of things for you. So you've added pieces, but you're still waiting at some point for that extra piece to be able to get there. But I think, you know, I talked to Weaver not that long ago, and it's a big part of their rotation. We're always going to talk about his velocity on his fastball. It's not there what it used to be. But he's already been working out from, like, the last day, right after the regular season. He was ready to work out, and he's already been working out trying to get that arm strength going. So I'm not concerned about the pitching staff at all. But I love those character players that they've added right now as far as guys that know their role. They're going to be able to do things and give certain players. There wasn't many opportunities to give any veteran players at all days off last year. These guys were, I mean, Albert Pujols on through and Trout and Calhoun, these guys were worn out. I mean, they were playing every single game, every single at-bat. You know, and it wears you out during the course of a season because you want to be still quick with your bat at those games in September, but you're worn out by the middle of August.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And you know, with this team, the core is certainly there. And I talked to Mike Socha at the winter meetings. I think there's a sense that, you know, most of the pieces are basically in place. If guys can stay healthy or come back from injury and maybe you fill in a couple spots here and there, that this team, let's face it, you know, they barely missed getting in last year with everything they had to deal with. Maybe it's not that offseason that needs a whole lot done.
Yeah, I mean, and we didn't really talk a lot about, you know, the crazy thing with when Eric Eibar got traded down there with two really good pitching prospects for Simmons for Atlanta, you know, Eric Eibar was one of my favorite players, and every day I would talk to him. We'd have a blast. I just loved the way he played. He was tough as can be. I mean, you could throw him back in any era in baseball, and he would fit in because that's the way he played. But then I went back to Philadelphia earlier during the offseason here, and right after that trade, as a matter of fact, I was actually on a plane flying to Philadelphia when the trade came down, and as soon as I got off the plane, a number of my friends and my family said, wow, you guys got one of the most amazing players you'll ever see in Simmons, and you know, maybe when you look at his offensive numbers, you know, it doesn't wow you necessarily, but what he does with the glove, and they talked about, because they see him all the time in Philly because Atlanta comes through there and plays him 18-plus games a year, so you got a better sample size than what we would see if we see highlights. I mean, you're talking Ozzie Smith-type defense, and any time you ever say that, you always, you know, you want to take a step back because Ozzie was one of the most amazing, and Omar Vizquel in that same category, but Simmons is a guy that saves a lot of runs. And when you have a guy that makes those plays with that type of range, it allows your pitchers, which the majority of the guys on the staff are pitch-to-contact type guys, to get outs instead of giving up extra outs. So it's going to be fun to see him make those plays. And defensively, this club has gotten a lot better than what we've seen last year.
Yeah, big part of the equation. All right, Mark, listen, hey, have a great holiday, and look forward to catching up again sometime soon.
Sounds great, man. You have a great holiday, too.
Right on. Thanks. Mark Kubazan, MLB.com Extras, the Angels edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.